complaints, most critics gravitate to the same solution. Make tuition so cheap that students no longer need to borrow. As the Wharton School's Peter Capelli writes in Will College Pay Off, using loans to pay for college is an idea with great appeal to economists because the people getting the financial benefit, the graduates who get the good jobs, are the ones paying for it. If there is not a good payoff from the degree, the argument falls apart. Suppose, however, that government slashed college tuition. How would this encourage students to finish their studies or carefully choose a promising major? What would this do about all the wasted time and money we already see from those who drop out or squeak through? Free college would plainly encourage even weaker students to throw the dice. What's the harm of creating limitless educational opportunities? The most obvious is the massive burden on taxpayers. The deeper problem, though, is that the more college degrees multiply, the less they mean to employers. Researchers call this credential inflation. Most of what you learn in college never comes up after the final exam. This is obvious for literature and history majors. But even engineers spend semesters on mathematical proofs that never come up on the job. Employers reward college degrees primarily because they certify graduates' intelligence, work ethic, and sheer conformity. So when educational opportunities expand, employers don't respond by handing over a graduate a good job. Instead, they raise the bar. Credential inflation explains why so many of today's young people need a college degree to get the same job their parents got with a high school diploma. True, cognitively demanding jobs are more common than they were in the 1970s, but they may remain fairly rare. Secretaries, waiters, and other classic non-college jobs shouldn't require an undergraduate pedigree. As an internet meme quotes, "When everyone has a bachelor's degree, no one does."